Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. Well, it's been 10 years of spooks and scares for the guys on Ghost Hunters, and we'll talk to them about what it's like to survive for a decade on TV. Plus, Gerard Carmichael brings his funny to a new series on NBC, and he gives us a little sneak peek. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
With the premiere of the new season, the sci-fi series Ghost Hunters is celebrating 10 years on the air. And I talked to investigators Jason Hawes and Steve Gonzalez about exactly what has changed over the past decade.
Well, I think a lot of the cast members have changed. They've come and gone. They've been removed. They've been replaced. But still, the show is about investigating and trying to figure out truly what's going on, looking for the real answers behind what clients who are calling us in are experiencing, and just trying to help them out in any way possible.
We've also, you know, the team has changed a little bit. Jason and I, being the only two investigators and cast members that have been, you know, there since episode one, but we're able to run pretty much drama-free now. You know, all the team members get along, everything runs smooth.
No headaches.
No headaches, and we're at a point now where we can focus on our clients and our investigation unlike we've ever been able to before. So the team's in a really good place.
So how has the show survived this long?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with we're very interactive with the fans that have made the show a success. We communicate with them online. We go, we head to their states, we visit them, we do appearances. But also I think it's that we're not willing to just accept something as a ghost or paranormal. We're truly looking for the answers. And I've heard that from endless fans that just say, you know, they love the show because we're truly looking. We're not, you know, turning around and running out of a location or trying to really hype things up. We're looking for the real reason. We're walking in. We're level-headed. We're trying to recreate the experiences, trying to debunk the claims, and so forth. And, you know, there's been so many shows that have come on since we started. We've been doing this for going on 11 years now. So many shows have come on in this field that have since, you know, been canceled and so forth, just because they're made for television. We weren't casted by a production company. This was something we did long before. The show's about us. We'll do it long after. We weren't put together by a production company saying, this person will work great with that. We're our own team. Steve's been with me for longer than any other investigator, right down to Grant, who used to be on the show as well. And I think it really goes to show.
Well, the new season is here, so what can we look forward to?
Well, this season we've got some great investigations. We've Wild Turkey Distillery in Kentucky, the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, and we've worked with Southern Vermont College. A lot of these locations that have had these huge claims for so long and have wanted to get us in, and we've been able to get out there. Everything right down to locations where we're going, we're meeting up with the town mayor to go because they want us to check out some of these buildings and some of these locations and the claims. And we were able to document some great activity. We were also able to debunk and figure out some other problems that were going on.
I think the evidence this season is kind of standalone from some of the other seasons. We've got some really great visual evidence, some things that we've never been able to catch before.
Phenomenal audio.
And I think this is going to be a season for evidence and really a season for the hunt of it, very focused on the hunt and on the evidence. And I'm excited to see how each episode sort of unfolds and how true it is to our investigation.
I say Wednesday night on Sci-Fi Channel, you dim the lights, you turn on our show, and get prepared.
Yep.
How'd the guys each get started in this?
Well, honestly, I went from somebody who never really believed in the paranormal or thought about it to somebody who was sort of thrusted into the field just due to having my own personal experience. And from there, just looking for answers, trying to understand how these things were possible. And that's how I connected with Steve. Steve was one of the first people I connected with in this field. And we built a friendship just looking for those answers. But, yeah, my situation was just it was a private experience, which took a non-believer sort of allowed me to see things that I didn't think were possible. And I've just been looking for the explanation ever since.
For me, my first memory, very young, I want to say maybe 5 or 6, whenever you're just able to read, watching a movie called The Entity, and it scared me like crazy. My mom told me it was make-believe. But at the end, I read, you know, based on true events, and I literally remember being hooked ever since then.
Over the past decade, I talked to Jason and Steve about a couple of their scariest moments.
Oh, geez, biggest scary moment. Well, of course, like the Stanley Hotel, when we were there, we were investigating for 9 days, even though the show makes it look like we're there for 6 hours, but we're there 9 days. And one of the nights I had a glass shatter from the inside out in my room, all caught on film. Had door open and close and latch itself, all caught on film again. So we've had some really incredible things go on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, in the past, there's been, for me, not necessarily scary, but intriguing is the thermal footage we catch. You know, we get full...
Some of the
stuff we've caught this season, I mean, we're talking full-bodied apparitions. We're talking things with features, faces that you can see, voices that are very, very clear. We don't classify our EVPs like other teams do, but I can just tell you that they're awesome, very clear, and very crisp. Again, this is the season for the evidence and for the investigation.
The scares continue with Season 10 of Ghost Hunters every Wednesday on Sci-Fi.
The Point Radio.
There's a lot of crime coming to primetime on WGN America. All that and more as we check what's going on in pop culture. Clever marketing and a pretty cool campaign paid off for the premiere of Fear the Walking Dead on AMC. The show's premiere brought in some 10.1 million viewers, setting a new all-time cable record for a premiere. It was 6.3 million adults in the coveted 18 to 49-year-old demo that watched, which was also a record. Closest thing to it was the Season 5 premiere of The Walking Dead, which drew some 17.3 million viewers, with 11 million of those being in, again, that coveted demo. Of course, another new season of the regular Walking Dead series begins in just a few weeks. If you're a TV game show fan, then head on over to the digital television network Buzzr, because this month they're doing seldom-seen pilot episodes of vintage game shows during a special promotion called Lost and Found Week. It actually begins on September the 7th, and some of the shows that will be aired will be Body Talk, On a Roll, TKO, Star Words, and interestingly enough, the rare 1992 premiere of Family Feud. Yet another reason why San Diego is such a cool place. Residents of the town can now get video on demand on City Trolleys. The city's Metropolitan Transit System has installed video on demand service for smartphones, laptops, and tablets on their trolleys. They can see things like movies, television shows, cartoons, and sports events. WGN America is kicking off their new Prime Crime lineup next week with a 6-episode back-to-back marathon of Elementary, then the next night 3 episodes back-to-back of Person of Interest. Those two shows join Blue Bloods in the new block that'll be kicking off with a 100-episode 2-week event that'll take place on WGN America. And again, it all begins at next Monday, August 31st. What's going on with TV and Twitter? Well, the most talked about shows this past week included things like WWE Raw, Teen Wolf, and Catfish, the TV show from MTV. But the number one most talked about show on Twitter, of course, was Fear the Walking Dead on AMC. Well, this week, corporate America is still reeling from the Ashley Madison scandal. And if you wondered if it affects comics in any way, well, interestingly enough, no registered emails were listed from any comic book company, including DC, Diamond, Image, Boom, Dynamite, or any of the publishers. Also, none of the online sources like Comic Book Resources or Newsarama as well. In fact, the only tie to comic books at all was one registered email from a few years ago from Marvel. That was a peter.parker@marvel.com. I guess at that point he might have been single.
The Point, The Point.
From doing stand-up to films like Neighbors, Gerard Carmichael might be just a funny guy, but he's a lot more too, including executive producer, writer, and the star of The Carmichael Show. I asked him to tell me about the new series.
You know, I think the best way to describe the show would be that it's a conversation. You know, it's it reflects the conversations that we have in real life. For example, my girlfriend moving in with me and me not wanting to tell my parents, which I think is a really funny episode. But I'm really excited about the episode that comes right after that, which is essentially a kid gets shot by a police officer and, you know, a protest ensues and the family is divided over the issue. And we have a very real conversation rooted around that. And I know it sounds heavy, but I think it's you know, fun and interesting in the sense that we haven't seen these types of conversations play out, especially in this format, mm-hmm. in a while. And so, you know, I think the show is very much so is just this conversation that reflects what happens in our everyday lives.
So what makes this show stand out?
People have options. You know, when it comes to shows, like you were saying, there's so many options, you know, just acting in broadcast and cable and you know, web shows and, you know, and things like that. So because you have options, it's my obligation to really try and make the most interesting show that we can, and one that respects the intelligence of the American audience. So, you know, we try and do just that, and, you know, I hope people like it.
So growing up, was he always the funny guy?
Yeah, pretty funny. It's a thing you realize that if you make people laugh, you don't have to turn in your homework. And so that's been the basis of a lot in my life, just as a kid, and then that develops into, you know, being a comedian and writing the show.
So what's his favorite part of all of this, the writing and the creating or the actual performing?
I mean, that's really a great question. It's hard to decide because, you know, they're all so important and you can't have one without the other. So, you know, I kind of just immerse myself into whatever part of the process, you know, we're in. You know, if it's writing, then it really is just mornings or nights that turn into staying up till 7 a.m. just trying to finish, you know, a script. And then in acting, it's, you know, just these fun days of, you know, the live studio audience, you know, we definitely perform in front of these, you know, great crowds. And they're all equally pretty fun.
As a guy who writes material for himself and other comedians as well, is it easier to perform his own stuff?
It is and it isn't. You know, it is in the sense that you definitely, you know, sometimes can be a bit overguarded with the material. But it isn't when, you know, listen, for me, the fun part is being a producer. You know, you can just change lines and no one says anything to you. So, you know, that's the fun part. You just kind of change accordingly. We kind of let the show breathe and change as we go.
So besides the new series, what else is next?
A lot of stand-up, you know, doing a lot of performances, you know, just jumping back into that is, you know, the world I knew first, and really excited to do that a lot. And, you know, just talking about the show, I'm excited for people to watch.
Catch The Carmichael Show with new episodes every Wednesday on NBC. And see more right now at NBC.com. That does it for the podcast right now. We're back in a few days, and along with us, celebrated actor Billy Bob Thornton, who's got a huge project right now that doesn't involve being in front of the camera. All that and more on websites like ComicMix.com, GetThePointRadio.com, and you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under The Point Radio. Subscribe to the podcast in the iTunes podcast directory. We love that. And then be back here in a few days. Get the-